Glenn, did you know?
Hello, Mike Lennon. I'm here on behalf of the North Fork Village Corporation. If Dan's not here, but I can start my own timer.
I
Yeah,
got it.
you got it too? Okay, I saw Melanie over there too. All right. As stated repeatedly since 2018, the North Fork Village Corporation, or NVC for short, is not for or against organic farms, fish farming, or any industrial activity in Belfast. The NVC is and always has been concerned about Nordic's impact on our beaches, mooring field, wharf, and swim lanes, and also the potential consumption of our natural and man-made resources. By Nordic providing what can now only be perceived as the minimal amount of information necessary to muddy the waters with respect to TRI to move the permitting process along previously, the permitting process was artificially rushed. And as a result, it puts the NVC at risk. As we all know, this was proposed as a state-of-the-art facility with a lot of information that was unknown at the time. And there were a lot of conditions added that were based on hypothetical assumptions. And if we had more time to go there, it would be better protective. There are certain things that I can't get into today because it's outside of the record, but there are certain things that have been publicly come to light from other agencies that have suggested that there are some conditions and findings that are no longer as valid as they were at the time because you were basing it on information that was provided, and that's fine. The NVC is here to reiterate our formal objection, which we gotta do now, to the remand process as proposed. It is unfair and does not comply with the statute requirements. While the DEP acknowledged that the legal actions Nordic proposed as described in the suspension order to cure the change in circumstance could take years and the outcome is not guaranteed, Nordic did not explain in their briefs how their request for more time will definitively cure their obvious and publicly documented salmon production rate problems now or in the future. As a result, there can be no assumption that a suspension will lead to a reinstatement. The only fact known today is that the licenses are suspended indefinitely. Recently, I watched the September BEP meeting on Zoom. Attorney Martin basically spent over 40 slides bringing the board up to speed and explaining how and why the DEP did not do anything wrong by accepting TRI at the time. BEP made a decision to move forward with the review process, knowing that TRI was in dispute, I think we can all agree with that, and knowing that Nordic's ability to install its discharge pipes was a key component of the testimony at the time. Whether it was considered right or wrong for DEP to do so is immaterial to the NVC. All that matters now to the NVC is that in hindsight, accepting TRI in the form as presented was a huge mistake. Mistakes happen, but suspending the licenses doesn't change the fact that accepting TRI was a mistake that influenced the permitting process and permitting timeline, even if DEP argues that it was not wrong to do so at the time. To be clear, the NVC understands that all time delays are not created equal. There's a difference between the time that lapses during an appeal of permits that are upheld by a court of law and those that are not upheld. In this case, Nordic falls into the not upheld bucket with respect to TRI. What matters to the NVC now, as a result of the mistake made by Nordic, is that Nordic is on the hook for justifying any industrial changes or their ability to meet the conditions during this delay, and also during any future additional delay requests to DEP as well to cure their changing circumstances. If they were not, then there would be no reason for this remand process. The law court's decision changed the permitting process and would have. Oh, the law court's decisions changed how the permitting process would have proceeded and therefore have changed the findings and conditions. Nordic would have had to acknowledge the conservation easement, then there would be no reason for the city to take this land after the permitting record was closed, and Nordic would have had to look elsewhere for additional justification. Additional time would have allowed for the many findings and conditions that were based on hypothetical assumptions to be better vetted and therefore more accurate and protective for the NBC. At the last DEP hearing, there's a clarification provided by Attorney Benzinger about the differences between reopening the evidentiary record and things that could be officially noticed. Based upon the BEP remand process's order, only official notices were allowed. Unfortunately, as stated in the NBC's objection, only the first two items can be officially noticed in their entirety. Title 5, Chapter 375, Section 9058 defines officially noticed in three parts. They're summarized here in reverse order for simplicity. First, three is the evaluation of evidence. Agencies may utilize their specialized knowledge in the evaluation of evidence. But since BEP took the approach to not reopen the evidentiary record, this pathway to add to the record was not allowed for the remand process. So that one doesn't work. Facts officially noted shall be included and indicated as set in the record. Obviously, the law course findings and the other ones were. And while the fact that the DEP suspended the permits, the proposed cure for the change in circumstance that justified suspension of the relocation was conjecture and not fact. Lastly, there's a definition of official notice. Agencies may take official notice of any facts of which judicial notice can be taken, which was the first two items. And in addition, may take official notice of general technical scientific matters given their specialized knowledge. Parties shall be notified of the materials so noticed, and they shall be afforded an opportunity to contest the substance of the materials of the facts noted. At the time of suspension, it was touted as a DEP administrative decision, and therefore the NBC was told that it was not appealable, even though the conservation easement and residential use requirement enforced by the court, relocation was justified. Suspension alone was proposed in lieu of relocation, but suspension alone does not cure the change in circumstances. Again, the NBC is not suggesting that the record must be reopened, only that if the proposed timeline for suspension is to be included in the remand consideration, then the other public facts learned during any requested licensing delay and their impact on potential reinstatement must be publicly noticed as well. In conclusion, Maine law does not allow a discussion of NOIC's potential future cures, the change of circumstances, without giving the public an opportunity to formally discuss the merits of them as evidence. If NOIC's time request for suspension is to be included in the remand permanent record, then other facts such as NOIC's inability to sustainably produce salmon, or the fact that NOIC is no longer attempting to farm salmon at other facilities worldwide, needs to be publicly noticed as well. The remand process no longer allows DEP to avoid the implications of the additional time on the findings and conditions by suspension of the air and site law permits. It requires DEP to examine things today, as they are with the record as it has been augmented under the rules DEP established for this remand process that only allow additional facts and not conjecture and then render a decision. NOIC's suspension does not extend to the wastewater discharge license, and therefore it was NOIC's responsibility in their brief to explain how the wastewater discharge license can still be valid today with the residential restriction and the conservation easement validated by the law and court's decision. They did not do so, and therefore the wastewater license cannot be valid. The NBC is not suggesting that the record must be reopened, only that if the timeline for suspension is to be included in the remand consideration, then the other public facts learned during any requested licensing delay must be publicly considered as well. Given the information gleaned with the timeline to overturn the TRI decision, the NBC is now being asked, after the record was closed, to accept a new and unvetted trial and error strategy in Belfast. Their failed salmon production operations elsewhere, as they discharged into the Penobscot Bay right outside of the NBC mooring fields, wharf beaches, and swim areas, are what the NBC is basically being asked to accept today. A significantly more reasonable approach to protect the NBC is for BEP to accept that NOIC's erroneous TRI assumptions ultimately caused their delay in construction and startup, and therefore the findings and conditions are getting over and more outdated by the day. With no definitive end in sight, the simplest and most productive approach to this TRI problem is for the remand decision to require Nordic to reapply if or when Nordic prevails in court. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions from the board?